Welcome to the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." It is our prayer here at Randall Greer Ministries that as you tune in and listen, the Spirit of God will bring revelation into your life to strengthen you and encourage you in your daily walk to be all that God has called you to be. Today, Reverend Greer speaks on visions of the United States of America. On the day of Pentecost, Peter declared that what was occurring was what the prophet Joel prophesied about in Joel chapter 2. Reverend Greer shares some visions of the United States of America that God has given to men and women of God throughout time and how the devil has tried to influence this nation. He also shares the scriptural direction that the believer is given on how to stop satanic activity against this nation. Stay tuned after the broadcast for more information on Randall Greer Ministries and special offers. Now, let's join Reverend Greer.
This message is going along certain lines. If I get into other parts, I'll have to explain a lot of things. He said he was caught up in the Spirit and he looked in every direction. It was like he was standing on the great plains of the United States. He couldn't see anything. He said, "I couldn't see a sign of life anywhere." He said, "There were no trees or grass, no flowers or vegetation of any kind. There were no birds or animals." He said, "I felt so lonely. I was not conscious of my earthly surroundings. As I looked to the west, I saw what appeared to be a tiny dot on the horizon. It was the only moving thing I could see. I watched, and it grew larger and came toward me, taking on shape and form. Soon I could see it was a horse. As it came closer, I could see a man upon the horse. He was riding toward me at full speed. As he approached, I could see he held the reins of the horse's bridle in his right hand. His left hand, high above his head, he held a scroll of paper. When the horseman came to me, he pulled on the reins and stopped. I stood on his right. He passed the scroll from his left hand to his right hand, and he handed it to me. As I unrolled the scroll, which was a roll of paper 12 or 14 inches long, he said, "Take and read." At the top of the page, in big, bold black print, were the words "War and Destruction." I was struck dumb. He laid his right hand on my head and said, "Read in the name of Jesus Christ." I began to read what was written on the paper, and as the words instructed me, I looked and saw what I had just read about. First, I read about thousands upon thousands of men in uniform. Then I looked and saw these men marching, wave after wave of soldiers marching as to war. I looked in the direction they were going, and as far as I could see, there were thousands of men marching. I turned and read the scroll again and looked, and I saw what I just read about. I saw many women, old women with snowy white hair, middle-aged women, young women, and teenagers. Some of the younger ones held babies in their arms. All of the women were bowed together in sorrow and were weeping profusely. Those who did not carry babies held their hands on their stomachs as they bowed over and wept. Tears flowed from their eyes like water. I looked at the scroll again and again. I looked to see what I'd read about. I saw the skyline of a large city. Looking closer, I saw the skyscrapers were burned out holes. Portions of the city lay in ruins. It was not written that just one city would be destroyed, burned, and in ruins, but there would be many such cities. He's talking about the United States of America. This is a caption here: America's Last Call. The scroll was written in the first person and seemed as if Jesus were speaking. I read America is receiving her last call. Some nations already have received their last call and never will receive another. Then in larger print, it said the time of the end of all things is at hand. This statement was repeated 4 or 5 times. Jesus also said this was the last great revival. Now, we entered into the last great revival May 14th, 1948. I've got a series back there, a 2-CD series called The Last Great Revival. I go into it in detail, when it started, how it's going to finish, what's going to happen, and where we're at in the process of the last great revival today. Where did you get this at? By reading this book. Why did you read this book? Because Jesus told me to. I was standing in the church getting ready to preach on September the 21st, the year of 2000, which will be this September, 9 years to go, and I was about to speak a message, and the Lord or somebody came up behind me spiritually. There was no physical person there, and I heard these words, but I knew somebody was standing behind me, and they said, I want you to get the book, I Believe in Visions, tonight. Turn to chapter 2, and that's going to be your message. I didn't know what I was going to read, didn't know what I was going to say. In fact, I didn't even have the book with me, but the church had a bookstore just like this one here does, and of course, the Lord knew that, and I asked the pastor, did he have that book? He said, yes, he got the book. In fact, this is that same book that he got me, and I got it September the 21st, 2000, so it was 9 years ago this September the Lord told me to start preaching this, and I've been preaching it as inspired to by the Lord, and tonight I was inspired and impressed. So that's what got me going in this direction. I just didn't one day decide, well, I'm going to do something tantalizing or try to scare folks or something like that. It was the Holy Ghost. God reveals to us and shows us things to come. America's last call, and he said this was the last great revival. And he went on to say, right in the midst of this last great revival, all the gifts of the Spirit will be in operation in the church in the last days. He says, the church will do greater things than even the early church did. That's what we're gathered together right here for in this long series of meetings. It will have greater power, signs and wonders than were recorded in the Acts of the Apostles. He said that we have seen and experienced many healings, but will now behold amazing miracles that have not been seen before. Jesus continued, more and more miracles will be performed in the last days, which are just ahead. And that's where we're at right now. I said, that's where we're at right now. Amen. So it is time for the gift of working of miracles to be more in prominence. We now have entered into the era of the miraculous. I say in the name of Jesus that we're in the era of the miraculous. How do you know? Jesus said so. Jesus said we're in the era of the miraculous. And so you are in a place for miracles to happen, transpire, and take place. And he goes on to say some other things, and I'm just going to skip that. But he said there were several other exhortations to watchfulness, to awaken and pray and not be deceived. Then I read, as it was in the days of Noah, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. As I spoke to Noah and said, for yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And that's found in Genesis chapter 7, verse 4. So today I am speaking and giving America her last warning and call to repentance. And the time that is left is comparable to the last 7 days of Noah's time. And it's not a popular message, but don't care. God told me to say it. He said, I'm giving America her last call. I'm speaking to and giving America. I'm talking about the United States of America. This message is about America. He said, so today I am speaking. September the 2nd, 1950 is when he said this. This September, September the 2nd, 1950 would be, nine years ago that he told me to start saying this. So it would be 59 years ago, September the 2nd this year. He said, today I'm speaking and giving America her last warning and call to repentance. And the time that is left is comparable to the last 7 days of Noah's time. Warn this generation, as did Noah his generation, for judgment is about to fall. And people don't like to hear that. People don't like to hear that. Get right, get real, quit playing church. And these sayings shall be fulfilled shortly, for I am coming soon. Jesus said that. Jesus repeated, this is the last revival. I am preparing my people for my coming. Judgment is coming, but I will call my people away, even unto myself, before the worst shall come. But be thou faithful, watch and pray, for the time of the end of all things is at hand. So where are we at in the United States of America? We're at this place that we understand that judgment is coming. And somebody said, well, Jesus has already paid for all sin. So it don't matter what you do. Some people even say that you don't even have to confess your sins. Some people even say that 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 was not written to the church and it was not written to the Christian, which says if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Yes, there are teachings that are going on in the church. It says that 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 was not written to the church. It was not written to the Christian. But it is. The only sin, somebody said, Jesus said, already paid for all your sins, and it don't matter what you do or anything like that. But I'm here to tell you the only sin that Jesus has paid for is the sin that is confessed and forsaken. If you don't confess and forsake your sin, you will pay for your sin. If you don't confess and forsake your sin, you will pay for your sin. Why? Because the Bible says so. The Bible says so, not I say so. But if it was true, you know, which it's not, there's a teaching going around saying the 1 John, actually the first chapter of 1 John was written to Gnostics, or which is unbelievers. But it's not. That there's a big teaching going on, and it's disrupting the body of Christ. It's bringing a lot of confusion in the body of Christ today. But I'm here to tell you, the sin that Jesus has paid for is the confessed and forsaken sin. Isn't that right? We ask Him to forgive us. We confess Jesus our Lord. Yes, we're washed in the blood. But where do we stand today? We stand in the era of the miraculous. We stand in the age of miracles. We stand in the age of gifts, signs, and miracles and wonders. Right in the process of when the devil is messing, remember, God is still blessing. And so we're in a time of blessing right now if we will stand up in God's Word. I encourage you, pray for the United States of America. Command the devil to take his hands off our Supreme Court, off of the presidential office, off our Congress, off of our federal governments, our state governments, our county governments, our city governments. Command the devil to get up and pack his bags and go in the name of Jesus Christ, and then pray for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost of God, and say, God, I want your glory more than I want anything else in this life. Pray that the gifts of the Spirit will be an operation, manifestation, and demonstration, particularly the power gifts. We want them all, but we want the power gifts. Amen? What is that? The gift of faith, the working of miracles to happen, and gifts of healings to be an operation, manifestation, and demonstration. The Bible says that Jesus sent His Word and healed them. And I believe that some of you were healed during this service tonight. Things disappeared and left your body in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because we're in the era of the miraculous. How do you know? Jesus said so. Jesus did. Are you going to deny what Jesus said? No, I'm not. I'm going to stand on it. I'm going to declare it. I'm going to prophesy it. And I'm going to preach it. Amen? Because it belongs to us. So America right now, I believe, stands at a crossroads. If the church will pray and obey what the Spirit of God says, we can stop a lot of things that's already been set in motion. And we can avert a lot of things that the enemy is trying to set in motion. Do you understand that? We can walk in the authority, and we will, because the devil is not going to win. Amen? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. For more information on Randall Greer Ministries, you can find us on the web at www.rgm.me. There, you will find free downloads and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and e-letter, The Word and Spirit. Make sure to check out the RGM store as well, with instant MP3 digital downloads of most of our messages, exclusive downloads, and e-books. That web address again is www.rgm.me. For more information, you can write us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516. Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. And remember, God is with us.